Rob, start of the season, a win. How did you feel?
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, I was relieved after the last sort of 20 minutes where I thought we sat back a little, but I thought the first half display was as good as I've seen at Barrowfold for many a year. I thought we played some scintillating football. We passed it out from the keeper. We had great movement up top. So, to be honest, I think, you know, we should have been literally 3-0 up at half-time. And although we were not as good in the second half, I was delighted to get the win. So, good start to the season.
You've said many times you want to go up, you want promotion, you want to go straight back to the National League. Why is that important to the club? I mean, obviously, clubs always want to win, but to be at the National League level.
I mean, one person accused me of being arrogant for saying that I want to go straight back up. It's not that I don't believe that we belong there and we have a God-given right to be there, but at the same time, I do believe we've got the infrastructure, we've got the manager, and now we've got the players that we actually ought to be up there. Our skills should be displayed in the Conference North. Financially, it makes a massive difference to the football club. And clearly, you know, we're all ambitious in the club and we all want to get ultimately back into the Conference Premier.
And I know it's only one game, 90 minutes, but from what you've seen over the summer and in this game, are you feeling optimistic that can be achieved?
Absolutely. I mean, I said to Sid after 20 minutes that I'd seen enough in 20 minutes that said we are going to be up there at the end of the season. I'm not making any predictions about where we're going to be, but Nantwich are no pushovers. They were fifth last year, and they're a strong side, and they'll be up there. But we utterly dominated them. So I think we've got everything in the whole squad, not just the 11, to ensure that we'll be competing all season.
Now, I think the last time I interviewed you was in February, 6 months ago, when there was an announcement about the possibility of leaving Barrowfold for a ground in the town centre. Since then, everything's gone very, very quiet. Can you shed any light on what's happening?
I wish I could, Pav. To be honest, not much has happened since then. I've had a couple of phone calls with a senior member of the council, but I've not met again with the leader of the council or with anybody else. And then obviously there's been elections and there've been holidays, and I'm sure they've got other things to do. So I won't lie, I'm slightly disappointed that we haven't moved it along, but I'm led to believe that the relevant person is back next week from holiday, and consequently, you know, I'll be pushing it along then.
If we were to take from this, and this is just me guessing, we were to take from this that it's not a goer, because I know they had to do some sort of checks on the chemical checks or whatever, that it wasn't too close to the chemical works. If it wasn't feasible to build that new ground, would there be a plan B?
Well, there's always been a plan B. I mean, let me first say, I still very much want plan A. I would love to be able to relocate into a great stadium, not a soulless stadium like some new stadiums are, but I'd like to relocate. But if not, we've already talked about a plan B, which is basically improving the facilities at Barrowfold, and then we stay here.
When you say improve the facilities, can you elaborate?
It would be a mixture of things. We certainly, because that was the catalyst to the whole conversation at the beginning, we would certainly look at a new social club, but we're looking at other things as well. So, you know, we'd like to, as I say, still very much like to go for plan A, but if not, then we've discussed very superficially with the council plan B, and if plan A isn't feasible for whatever reason, then we need to get cracking on plan B.
So you're just waiting for the phone to ring?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, well, if anyone's listening, maybe they could give you a bell. I'm sure they've got your number.
That'd be great.
But all in all, whatever happens with the ground and the improvement in facilities, will you be at Whitby on Tuesday, or do you head back home?
No, unfortunately, I head home tomorrow morning, but I'm back in 2 weeks' time for the whole of that bank holiday week, so I get to see three games in that week, and I just hope we can continue to play like we did in the first half.
And I've overheard you speaking to the manager, Steve Burr. You're hoping for a win on Tuesday, aren't you? No draws? Or...
I think, you know, it's a cliche, but the best form of defence is attack. And I think, without sounding arrogant, we are Stalybridge Celtic. We probably are there to be shot at by all of the other clubs, but we must go to Whitby with a view that we're going to win, not that we're going to hang on for a draw. We must take it to all of the teams in this division, and we'll see where we take it. But I believe we've got the squad to be able to go to Whitby and get a good victory.
Great, thanks.